I just finished up a round of golf. Want to be my 19th hole today?
It's time to get really flirty today.
Yeah, I was like, normally we do our little here, but audio opponents, I clutched my pearls after that one. Be the 19th hole.
Nathan went, you floozy.
I was like, are you kidding? You are a married man.
You are with woman.
Dirty little English sound effect maker, aren't you?
The bells and whistles factory is full of filth.
Oh, it's a bloody it's a bells and whistles factory, let me tell you. Thank you for beeping that out, Bones.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, look, it is Flirty Fridays. 13 10 60 is the number, Australia. Nathan are old school type of guys. We love a pickup line. We think it's a great way for people to meet each other. Mm. You know, go up to someone, you know, at a pub or a venue or someone, just go, hey, blah.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll have some suggestions.
Yeah, look, this is the thing. You don't want to go into a restaurant and not have the menu in front of you. What we're doing is providing you with a menu of pickup lines. And like every menu, there's things on the menu you shouldn't order.
No, you're so right. You need to not only know what you need to order, you need to know what not to order.
Absolutely. And we're going to tell you, and you're going to hear, the pickup lines you should never use. In fact, most of them you should never use.
Well, I've got some.
Occasionally, there's a good one.
I've got some here, Nath, if I can.
Great.
And again, just your, first of all, think you're in a bar, I'm trying to pick you up.
Excellent.
Then once that's completed, then we'll have a conversation about whether or not they should be used.
I also want to apologise in advance here, because sometimes I don't deliver the response well. I always try and pick you up.
Yes.
Because I get caught up in the moment. So I'll try my best to not do that.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey. Straight away. Sorry.
You're a big floozy. You and Bones.
Oh, no, I'm after everybody.
You're a 19th
hole. Mate, anyone looks at me, I'm theirs.
Hey, if you were words on a page, you'd be fine print.
Oh, yeah, like that. That's good.
Have another one.
Come upstairs. What? No, you already got me.
No, I want to try again. We're just different.
Why? You've got. We're going for it.
Okay, it's a different person.
Okay, different person. Okay, cool.
Hey.
Hey. Yes.
If you were words on a page, you'd be bold and italic because you're big and a little drunk.
And you're falling over to one side. Right.
You're leaning on the bar.
You know what? It'd still work on me.
Yeah, okay. All right, one more.
Okay, yep.
Hey. I think there's something wrong with my phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Could you call it and see if it works?
Oh.
Here's my number.
Yeah. What is it?
13 10 60.
They never answer those guys.
I'm sure you don't need a spoonful of sugar. Wait, no, sorry. I've messed that up.
Oh, did you, or is this part of it?
Oh, sorry.
All right,
new person.
Oh, hey.
Hello there. Hello. Top of the morning.
Hello. Thank you for the hand. Hello.
Yep. Hey there. I sure don't need a spoonful of sugar to swallow you.
Okay. That's, wow. I mean, you said that to nobody because the first girl walked away.
You don't need. Ah, damn it. Stuffed it up.
Let me go again. Taylor, welcome to Flirty Fridays. Hello.
Hi.
What do you got for us, Taylor?
Okay. Is your name Google?
Is my name Google? Why?
Because you are everything I have been searching for.
Oh, that. What? He sounded like Ask Jeeves then.
Ask Jeeves.
Taylor.
You okay?
You're just excited for country music this weekend, aren't you? Taylor, that might be one of my favourites. That's my favourite ever. Have you used that before, Taylor?
No, I haven't, but I should.
David, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Dave, welcome to Flirty Fridays. What do you got?
All right. Hey, sorry to bother you, but do you have room for an extra tongue in your mouth?
Well, I didn't hear it.
Sorry to bother you, but do you have room for an extra tongue in your mouth?
Oh, an extra tongue? I thought you said I thought you said Italian in your mouth.
Hey, that could be another one.
If you're Italian.
If you're into that. Are you Italian, Dave?
No, I'm not. You want to have a guess?
No. No, I don't.
No, no, that's how you get cancelled.
Yeah, I don't want to. Not today.
Jared guessed outside.
Yeah, not today, cancel fairy. Get out of this studio.
Jared's like, I think I know.
Yeah, but yeah, classic Jared. And that's why we don't have him on mic today, because he's been a bit racial today.
I think he actually can talk to us. But
can you talk to us, Jared? You want to say anything? You can defend yourself.
I don't really want to talk.
Do you want to guess what David was?
What do you think David was?
I do not want to guess.
Yeah, just have a quick guess.
No, I'm not guessing.
Just
have pressuring me.
Like, have a super quick guess. What do you reckon?
No.
English. Oh, you can't. English. No, that was not that.
Irish. It's not it. Sorry. hello, Mel.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. What's your pickup line?
I'm no Fred Flintstone, but I can make your bed rock.
Oh, that's great. That's good.
Because I also like the Flintstones.
Yeah, that's very, very good. What? Well, you can do voices and I can't, apparently. Thanks, Mel. Rochelle. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, we're good, mate. It's Flirty Friday.
What are you here?
What?
It's Flirty Fridays, mate. What do you want?
What do you got, Rosh?
Well, you could say, hey, baby, I've got something on my... Sorry, I screwed that up.
It's all right. Jimmy had four goes at one before, so...
It's hard tonight.
What? Cement. Rochelle.
Go again.
Go
ready?
Again, Rochelle. We never heard
you're
it.
Back in the room.
Oh,
thank
God
you're here, Rochelle. What's your pickup line?
I've just walked in, Rochelle. I'm single. What are you going to say to me?
I'm going to say... I don't know. Hang on.
Just stay there, Rochelle. David, are you Greek? Why did you...